Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chin.
Hey, race fans, welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. Can you believe this is my 51st episode of the show? I can't. I really can't. Every time the show starts, just as the music is playing, just as it's about to end, I think, I can't believe I'm doing radio. Like, it still boggles my mind. But, hey, thanks so much for tuning in. Tonight's going to have I got a really good show for you tonight. And tonight's show is actually brought to you by Race City Steel. They're serving all of your steel and plastic needs at racecitysteel.com. All right, so let's kick this show off. So how was everyone's week? I'm really hoping that it went well. Mine was pretty cool, as usual. I kept busy most of the week, and I was basically doing what I'm doing right now, is back in front of my computer, working on my website, which, I got to tell you, that thing is really turning into like a full-time job, but I love it. So I get to do, so many things on it. I get to, post a bunch of stuff on it, and I tweak things on it, and redo stuff on it. So, I love my website. It's a lot of fun. And apparently by the numbers of hits and everything that I got, you guys are enjoying it too. So that's really cool. Thanks a lot. Now, I got to tell you, recently there was an issue with the server on my site. And, if that was like back in January. And the site was actually offline for a few days. And there wasn't anything that I could do about it. But, my webmaster, David Allen, awesome guy, and he was actually going out of his mind to try and getting it back up. And not only did he have my website along with, racefansrock.com, but he had a few hundred other sites that he manages go down. So it was a rough few days, actually a couple weeks really for him. But, he came through as he always does, and he got the site back up. But some of the things were missing, and like a ton of my pictures from last year. Yeah, that hurt. I spent a lot of time posting those things up, and I freaked out a little bit, but these things happen, so little by little I'm going to add those pictures back for everyone to check out. But anyway, so it could have been a lot worse, but we dealt with it. From the other highlight of my week, well, I should say my low light, is I had to get new glasses. I kind of noticed about like a month ago that things were kind of fuzzy, and driving at night was like a real challenge. So just to kind of put it into perspective, when we were down at Daytona a couple weeks ago, I went to get the car at the end of the night when we were, all done with at the track. And I was going to drive over there to the gate and told Brian I'd pick him up by the gate. Well, I almost hit him. I almost hit him with the car. Thank God I was going slow, but I swear I didn't see him at all. I mean, everything was blending in. It was fuzzy. It was bad. But yeah, if he didn't bang on the car, I would have never known he was there. But, yeah, so I stopped the car because I thought it was, a stranger or something that hit the car and was ready to kill him. But anyway, so needless to say, he drove us back to the hotel. And, even when we were driving down to Daytona, he said he was tired and he wanted me to drive for a while, and it was kind of dark. And I was like, well, let's switch glasses because I think we have a pretty, similar prescription. And sure enough, his glasses worked better than mine did at the time. So, but I had my same prescription for over 10 years. Like, how do your eyes change, like, over 10 years? You think that they would, reach a certain point and I'm good, But yeah, so I'm all good now. Got the new lenses yesterday, and they were actually able to put it in the frames that I already had, so I don't have to get used to a new pair of glasses on my face, Ever since I was a kid, when I had to start wearing these darn things, the biggest thing is that the thing I hated most, really, was having to get used to a new frame and having to, get used to wearing them. And so, anyway, so now that's all over and done with, and I could see again, same frames, I'm all good. So, all right, we're moving on. But that was like one of my, that was basically my week. So now, can you believe we are already heading into our third week of the 2016 NASCAR racing season? Time is flying by, and the guys and girls are headed out to the other side of the country this week for the West Coast Tour. They'll be gone for 3 weeks, and most of them will probably just stay out there for the whole 3 weeks. I got to tell you, I wish I was going. I really, really do. I've been to all three of those tracks out that way before, and I really enjoyed my time out there, especially, Vegas for obvious reasons. I think it was more of like, in Vegas enjoyed me. But anyway, Phoenix made me a little bit nervous with all the rattlesnake stories everybody tells me about, and Fontana was just big. It's a big big track. And I remember, like, the fans out there were just different, you know, not different in a bad way or anything, but, you know, they were different. I also got to meet David Hasselhoff and Kenny Loggins that year. That was back in 2011, so that was pretty cool. And, you know, I got pictures with both of them, of course. That's what I do. But before we get into, you know, what's going to happen over the next few weeks, let's talk a little about what just happened this past week at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Now, Ed Clark does a great job out there, and kudos to him on, you know, fans had a really good time out there. And congratulations goes out to John Hunter Nemechek for winning the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Great Clips 200, Kyle Busch for winning the NASCAR Xfinity Series Heads Up Georgia 250, and shout out to Jimmy Johnson for winning the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Fold of Honor Quick Trip 500. What a race. Now, if you watch, then you know how difficult it is, you know, to race there. And it was due to tire wear. Now, I'm telling you, I know this for a fact. The guys are good here. We're making almost as many laps up and down pit road as the drivers were on the track. It was a really long day for them. So, well, you know, so many of those tires were wearing down, and the cords were showing and breaking. And, you know, and they have to document all of that. So they were busy, busy bees. Thought of the race, but I took it to social media and asked what, you know, you guys thought. And some of the responses that I got back were from Patrick Sadler. He said, no different racing than before. It really didn't matter that you know, cars were hard to drive or that drivers liked it better. It was the same boring race. Okay. Jim Laughlin said, I'm thinking it's time to repave. Well, maybe. Scott Cairn said, I've said it for years. Make them have to drive and put some effort into it. I think they kind of did that, Cameron. I think they did that, but okay, that's what you think. And Alexander Kozlowski said, loved the finish. And Randy Newsom said, boring. Well, all right. Thank you to all of those who shared their opinions on and thoughts of this year's racing at Atlanta Motor Speedway. So that was pretty good. And if I didn't read your comments on air, just know that I did read them, and I appreciate you sending them. So that's shout out to you guys, rock. Now, tonight's show is sponsored in part by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. How would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you'll have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like you achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you'll have what you need when you need it for those rainy days. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, have helped thousands of their clients live the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. Now, they've helped me for several years, and I can't not see myself without them. You shouldn't either, so visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a consultation. It was a really good decision that I made, and it could be the best one you make, too. It's www.highlandwealthny.com. All right, so now I'm waiting for my dedicated fan and the stand reporter to call in, and let's get her on the line. Actually, let me give her a call if we can. Bear with me. The little technical difficulties we seem to like to have on these shows. I don't really like it, but let's give her a call. And paste, and dial in. And it's dialing. Call failed or was not answered. Oh, boy. Trying. Sorry, guys, these technical difficulties kind of, you know, suck. Well, we seem to have some difficulties with the call in. I apologize for that. Oh, no. That's not good. Try that. Okay, let's see if she can call in. Let's see. Anyway, her name was Denise Lawson, along with her husband, Kent. They were out at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and they had a great time. I don't want to tell any part of her story because it's a really good one, so we're just going to wait for her to call in. So I'm going to get on with the rest of the show, and as soon as she calls in, we'll skip right back to them. All right. Okay. Let's just pop that over. Okay, yep. I think we have her online. Hey, Denise, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
All right. Yeah, sometimes the show has some technical difficulties. It wouldn't let me dial out either, so sorry about that. But thank you for calling in. I really appreciate that. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good. Hi,
pretty
Karen.
Good. We're recuperating.
Nice to meet you. Awesome. I bet. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio. And so I want to kind of talk to you a little bit about everything that you experienced at Atlanta Motor Speedway, but I want to take it back a little bit. And when did you guys become NASCAR race fans?
I've been a NASCAR race fan since Jeff Gordon's early days. I followed his career from the very beginning. My wife has been a race fan since we got married, and a little bit before that, actually. We started dating, and she went to several NASCAR events the first year and a half or so that we were dating, and then I think she may have told you we got married at Atlanta, so that's been a special place mm-hmm. for us.
Gotcha. So now she became a race fan because of you.
I introduced her to the sport. She
awesome.
Was she became a fast Casey Kane fan kind of on her own. Go figure.
Nice. Well, like you said, Atlanta holds a very special place in your heart. You know, so tell my listeners a little bit about that. How'd you guys set that all up?
Well, I'll let Denise cover that. That was pretty much her
okay.
doing. She
it was quite of a joke at first because we were just kind of tossing around ideas how we wanted to get married, and we decided we wanted to go away to kind of just take away some of the confusion around here. And everything we've done revolves around the 24 and 5, so we thought, well, I wonder if we could get married in a racetrack. And mm-hmm. I called just as a joke, kind of, to see if they would even allow it, and they did. And so they hooked me up with a track chaplain. And so
oh, cool.
I was trying to arrange it as a surprise, but then when the chaplain found out that we take a bus to the races, he insisted mm-hmm. that we bring the bus. So then I
oh,
had
cool.
to tell Kent about the plan because I didn't know if the bus would make it.
You can't drive.
Gotcha. That is funny. So when did you do this?
We got married September 1st of 2013.
Gotcha. Cool. So what was the day like? How did it run me through the day?
Well, we didn't really have any plans. We didn't know a soul there other than we were going to meet the chaplain. So we rented a few wedding decorations and loaded up the bus, and we went down there. And then once we got parked, we started cleaning the bus up and setting out some things, and people were getting curious. So they started asking. And we told them what we were doing, and they're like, no way, there's no way you're doing that. Yes, we are, really. And then everyone just started joining in, and the people we were camping around, Butch offered to give me away, and one of our other neighbors was Kent's best man.
Wayne.
And
oh, cool.
There was a cosmetologist parked next to us that did my hair and makeup. I mean, it just all fell
oh,
together.
Oh, how cool is
that? Yeah, it was awesome. And then we had another neighbor let me get ready in their camper, and they became our grandparents' stand-in. They got on top of us and sat with us. And
how cool.
It was awesome. We had so many people around, and we never expected that.
And she watched the race, actually watched the race in her wedding dress.
That is cool. Oh, my God, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow. So now, aside from the track chaplain, did the racetrack have any other involvement in the wedding? Did they hook you up with
not
anything?
Not really. They sent a photographer around, took a few pictures, and I think one of the sportscasters stopped by and kind of tweeted it on his personal account. I can't remember who that was now.
That's cool.
And we had several security people came by. We thought we were violating some fire code, but actually they just came by to watch.
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
they did
cool.
take us for a ride around the track, so that was neat.
Oh, very nice. Now, I know that you said that your wedding revolved around Jeff Gordon and Casey Kane. Did those guys ever find out about it and come on out to meet you guys maybe?
No, I don't think so. We tried to get word to them through the track chaplain, who was friends with David Reagan, and I think he communicated it to them. But they had other obligations that they were already committed to.
But it's our Sunday. We keep trying to see them at one of the races.
We'd like to get them to sign the photo album.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, have you never met either one of them yet?
Just in passing. We have autographs from both of them, but not since then.
Gotcha. Well, maybe I could help you out with that. I don't know. I will. Let me see what I can do. Okay. Well, now, since you were married at the racetrack, you know, in the campgrounds, tell me a little bit about the campgrounds there. Like, what's it like out there?
Well, we go to several tracks a year, and Atlanta quickly became one of our favorites. It's clean. The track sets just right in the infield, and you can actually see from the top of the bus, you can see just about the entire track, even from the infield, which is different than most tracks that we go to. The track sets up from the infield, and so the cars are kind of elevated, and, you know, the people are laid back. It's a nice family atmosphere. There's a little bit of partying that goes on, but it doesn't get crazy.
That's good.
You know, everybody's respectful of people, and we've just had a great experience there.
And these people have become our family. I mean, we keep in touch with these people all the time now. They made a big impact on us.
One of the neatest things about the whole experience was for about a year after the wedding, we received pictures and videos of different angles that people on top of their rooftops took
of
the wedding when it was happening. So we got a lot of unique memorabilia from people who just kind of witnessed and have become friends.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, how full were the campgrounds this year? Did you notice?
It was a little off. The stands
really
seemed to be about the same as last year for the big race, for the cup race. But I think the weather, and I think just changing the time to February has kind of turned some people off. Last year, you know, it was cold and rainy and snowy, and this year cold and windy until Sunday. But yeah, there were less people on the infield this year than last.
Gotcha.
So I hope they get that turned around. That'd be a shame not to.
Yeah. Did you get to meet any of the drivers this weekend?
Got Rick Hendrick's autograph this weekend. That was cool.
Right.
He's a really nice guy. So you don't often see the owner come through and take time up with the fans, but he was very personable.
Yeah. Gotcha. So we saw a couple drivers in the distance, but we didn't get up close to them.
Gotcha. Now, did you watch the races from on top of the bus the whole time, or did you actually have a chance to go out to the grandstands and check that out there?
No, we've only watched from the infield here in Atlanta. We've sat in the stands at some of the other venues, but we have such a good view at Atlanta. We kind of like being able to be laid back and just kind of jump up and down the bus to, you know, go get food or whatever we want to do. The stands, that's nice, but you get so cramped in, and you're always stepping on somebody to get out, and it's just it's nice to do that.
Now, have you guys ever watched the race from pit road and done the whole infield thing, or in the garage and pit road thing?
No, we've had pit passes before. We've never done the garage pass. I'd like to do that someday, but they're pretty pricey just to get into the garage.
The closest we came is this last year with it being Gordon's last year. We hit as many races as we could fit in. We went to 10 races this year, and we ended up with Homestead. And we did get pit passes, so we spent some time down in the pits, but it wasn't during the race.
Gotcha. Huh. Well, did you have a chance to get to the outside of the track and see what was going on outside there? Was anything that they set up?
Yeah, we always take an opportunity to. We used to hit the race haulers, but now they've got the big Fanatic fan zone area. So we always do that every year. And you know, she's got to buy all of her Casey Kane paraphernalia. And I did have to get a Chase Elliott hat this year. I retired my Jeff Gordon hat.
So you're officially a Chase Elliott fan now? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We started watching him earlier in his career. We both like him, so it was a good fit when he slid into the 24 ride.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That was good for him. That was good. Good for him. He didn't have to change numbers.
Yeah, that's true. So you visited the Fanatics tent. What is it? What do you think of it? What do you like the tent? Do you think it's set up pretty cool? What do you think
We've got mixed emotions about it because, you know, we've done part of the fun for us was always going around to the race haulers, and we've made a lot of friends over the years actually with the people who run the individual haulers, and there's a little bit more of a personal connection when you feel a little more personally involved when you're going to, say, the 24 race hauler, the 24 or the 5, and
they would recognize me when I came up from track to track.
It's a little bit different. I mean, it's nice, the fan zone that they have now. We personally kind of missed the individual haulers, but that was part of the fun for us. But it's they've got a lot of new stuff in the fan zone, and it's all right there. And getting in and getting out is pretty easy to do. So
that's cool. So aside from the Fanatics tent, what are the stuff that they have set up out there? Like anything for kids and families and things like that?
Yeah, they did. They had I saw some. I don't know what they call it. They had the motocross stuff out there, and they had some displays. And that was really cool, you know, jumping ramps and doing some acrobatics there on the motorcycles. And then they had some car shows set up. I saw an Apache helicopter that was out there on display, which was really cool. And
yeah, it was.
They had a concert out there,
yeah,
I think, too.
I think Luke Bryant was there for the concert.
He was cool.
Nice. So it sounds like there's, you know, a lot of other things to do out there, you know, to keep fans entertained and, you know, having fun outside of the track. So that's good, you know, considering it's kind of a struggle to get fans to come to the track in the first place, you know. So that's cool.
One of the things that's nice about that is they've got a shuttle system that takes you around. So not all of the tracks do that, but Atlanta's got they've got a pretty good system of moving you around. They've got hospitality, you know, vans and what do they call those little wagons that they run around behind? Trams, and they've got buses. So they make it convenient to get around.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So what would you say, in your opinion, is, like, the best features about Atlanta One Speedway?
I think it's the race, personally. The track itself, I mean, it's kind of a history track, and it's a fast track. And like I said, from an infield fan's perspective, at least where we camp at, we get to see the whole race. It's not just looking at, you know, turn 3 or turn 4 or the backstretch. You can stand up on the van and see the whole thing.
Yeah, there's not much of the track that we don't get to see.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
it's
always been a good race experience there.
Cool. So how many times have you actually been to Atlanta now?
I think this was the fourth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fourth. Okay. And what other tracks have you been to on the circuit?
We've been to Miami, we go to Bristol, we go to Charlotte, Kentucky, Michigan, Chicago, Indianapolis.
Nice.
I think those are the ones we routinely go to, and then we've kind of got it on our bucket list to add one new one every year until we get to all of them. So I think we're going to try to do Texas this year.
Okay. All right, cool. I was there for the first time myself last year, and I really liked it. So I think you will. It's kind of. Have you been to Charlotte? Did you say you went to Charlotte?
Yes. Yeah, we really enjoyed Charlotte.
Texas reminds me of Charlotte a lot. It's kind of set up pretty much the same. So yeah, you'll have a good time there. But now, was there anything about Atlanta that you didn't like or wish that they had compared to any of the other tracks that you've attended?
Let me think about that a second.
Okay.
That's hard because we really do like it. I mean, and the people are friendly. They come around to check on you a lot. That was one thing I liked, is they give you a lot of personal attention. They drive around and check in and make sure you're having a good time and all that.
Cool. That's a great answer.
I don't know that I can single one thing out, but as far as the track experiences there, I'd put Atlanta with all of them.
Nice. So I got to ask you this here because a lot of race fans love love to know this. Did you have a chance to check out any of the concession stands this weekend? Like, how is the food, the prices, you know, all that stuff? Did you get a chance to do that?
We looked a little bit. We always take more food than we can eat, so concession never really plays into our weekend. But they did have a lot of concession there, both in the infield and the outfield.
Very cool.
You know, some of our neighbors camped next to us. I think they supplemented their weekend with concession food, and they seemed to like it real well. They had lots of pizza that was there, and I saw like Bojangles kind of. They had their own hauler set up there, and there were a lot of barbecue type things that were set up there that looked really good. I can't really speak to the prices because we didn't really patronize them, but it smelled good.
Oh, it always smells good at the racetrack. That's one thing I know. So Denise, I posted all the pictures that you sent me from this weekend. It's already on my website, and you know the page got a ton of traffic, so you did a really good job. But is there anywhere on social media that, you know, people can connect with you to see some of the other, you know, great pictures that you have?
That's Denise's area. She's got a lot of pictures, but
I don't think
we have a particular site. I'm sure she'll work on that after this.
Yeah, I don't have anything in particular set up other than my Facebook.
Okay.
If you have suggestions to that,
Sure, I do. Absolutely. Definitely. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. You guys did a great job as my dedicated fan in the stands at Border in Atlanta. A lot of race fans enjoyed following you along all race weekend long, and I did too. So thank you very much for coming on the show. I'll be in touch with you maybe about those passes and give you some options on how to go about getting them.
Great.
I have a couple of programs in place. Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
We want to give a shout out to our friends there. We have a good time with them and we miss them. Butch and Patty and Wendell and Rodell and Wayne and Andy.
Yeah.
And those are the folks that all camp around us. So we look forward to seeing them every year, and we appreciate you having us on the show.
Absolutely. And Denise, keep in touch with me. Let me know which racetrack you're going to go to next. And if I'm going there, I'd love to definitely meet up with you guys and say hi in person.
Yes.
So. Cool.
You're welcome. All right, guys. Come by anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, you guys have a great night, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night. Bye. Well, very cool. That was awesome, actually. Aw. All right, well, there you go. Another one of my awesome, dedicated fan in the stand reporters. Now, listen, guys, you can do this, too, and here's how it works. It's really simple. I want an extra pair of eyes and ears at the tracks to go around and check it all out, just like Denise and Kent did. And while they had a great time at the track, you'll report back to me all weekend long and tell me about it, send me pictures and updates on everything, you know, from what drivers you meet or, you know, how clean the bathrooms are and everything in between, all at the racetrack. I want to hear about everything. Then, just like Denise and Kent tonight, you get to be my guest right here on the show the following Tuesday night and talk all about it. So it's a great way to have other fans follow my fan reporters so they can get a really good sense of what it's like right there in the garages and on pit road and in the campgrounds and in the outfields, in the infield, all over the place. You know, plus it's a great way to help other fans decide which races they want to go to and maybe give them a reason why. It's a real-life testimonial for them. So now if you want to be one of my dedicated fan in the stands reporters at an upcoming NASCAR Sprint Cup race this year, all you got to do is send me a message somehow, some way, either via my social media pages or through the contact Jen form on infieldjen.com or, you know, shoot me an email at infieldjen@gmail.com. So there is absolutely no way that someone can say, well, I have no idea how to get in touch with her. I'm all over the place. Now, when you contact me about it, I want to hear some really good reasons why I should choose you to be my extra set of eyes and ears at the tracks. And maybe I will. Maybe I'll choose you. If I do, I'll send you some garage passes and set you on your mission at the racetrack. The program went over really, really well last year, and I know it's going to be even better this year. And so far, it's already off to a great start. So connect with me if you want to get in on this awesome and fanatical. See what I did with that word there? But seriously, connect with me and maybe I'll pick you. All right, cool. Well, tonight's show is brought to you by Race City Steel. Race City Steel is a family-owned business that prides itself on quality steel, aluminum, and plastic products with superior customer service. Conveniently located in Denver, North Carolina, Race City Steel provides a lot of the metal used to make the race cars you see on the track every week. But that's not all they do. Race City Steel offers a variety of aluminum products, which includes sheets, colored sheets, diamond plate, expanded flat bar, solid round bar, channel, hex, pipe, and angle, as well as rectangle, round, and square tubing. Now, they're also a supplier of a variety of plastics. They stock a wide selection of stainless steel that comes in many different grades and finishes. So if you're thinking about building just about anything, then definitely call Race City Steel for all materials you're going to need. They may be located in North Carolina, but they service the entire nation. So check them out at www.racecitysteel.com or give them a call at 704-489-2101. And make sure you tell them Infield Gen sent you. All right, moving on. So I want to tell you guys and ladies tuning in tonight about some of the cool things that I'm doing with fans, for fans, this year. Now, I know you're all going to like this. First, my Infield Gen fan sponsorship program is in effect again. That's right. It's happening. It's going really well. It's pretty cool. The response I'm getting, I didn't expect to get the response I'm getting. So if you want to get in on it, you want to get up close and personal, you know, and you want to see everything that goes on in the garages and on pit road at a NASCAR Sprint Cup race, then the best way to do that is to become a sponsor through my fan sponsorship program. All the details are listed on my fan-friendly website, infieldgen at gmail at infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. I give my email address out a lot during the day. It kind of just rolls off the tongue so easily. So anyway, the programs that I did last year are back in effect. And with that, the addition of the brand-new, fantastic, fan-friendly at-track party extravaganza that everyone and their mother, that's right, mom's invited to, is going to want to be a part of. I'm talking about the new and the fantastic Infield Gen's Race Fans Rock fan party at the track. Yeah, this is cool. I'm going to host some awesome parties at the track at a Race Fans campsite, and everyone there is invited to come along. So here's how it's going to work. If you, your buddies, and even your mom is going to be camping out at the track, I don't care if it's in the infield or the outfield, if you and your friends are going to camp at the track and you have a fantastic campsite set up, then I want to come and host your campsite party with you and with everyone else in the campground. Now, your campsite will become the ultimate place to be, and it will happen the night before the cup race. Now, here's what's in it for the campers who hold the party at this site. They're going to receive two pit passes, a tour of the garage and pit road with me, possibly even attend the driver's meeting in one of the top three series, and I'm going to post about it all over my website and plaster it all over social media. And they're going to be invited, of course, to come on the show right now and talk all about it. I'll be there to meet with fans, rocking my Infield Gen Race Fans Rock fire suit, and, you know, you never know what driver I'm going to be bringing with me to the party, but I will be bringing one of them for a meet and greet, and maybe a little mingle. We'll have contests, free swag, and, of course, it's a great way for anyone with a business or product to introduce themselves to a bunch of enthusiastic race fans. Sponsorship opportunities are available for my Infield Gen Race Fans Rock parties at every track, so connect with me for details, and let's have a party at the track. It's going to be great. You know, and what a great way for companies who don't have millions of dollars to utilize, you know, for what I do, pennies on the dollar. You know, they can get their message out and their information out about who they are to a ton of NASCAR fans. Now, my party sponsors will be advertised on my website, infieldgen.com, all over social media, and I can even add a patch of their logo on my fire suit and then talk to fans about it at these fantastic parties. So just to keep it on the safe side, you know, we want everybody to be, you know, healthy and happy at the end of the night. So all these parties will be a bring-your-own-beverages kind of party, which, I mean, come on, that goes without saying. Who goes camping at the racetrack without bringing their own beverages anyway? So that's not a big deal. But, yeah, it's going to be a great time, and I really hope that you will join them and help make it the biggest and best party at the track. Now, if you would like to host or connect with me about advertising opportunities for one of these parties, then just use any one of the ways that you know how to connect with me, and we'll work it out. again, I'm looking for fans who are already going to be at the campgrounds, camping out, having a good time, and want me to come and host the party at their site. So connect with me via social media, my website, or by email. Here we go again, infogen@gmail.com, and let's have one hell of a party. All right. Oh, the other thing I have going on right now, and for the rest of the month, is a super sale for ad space on my website. Now, in lieu of the start of the NASCAR season, I'm continuing to offer ad space on infogen.com for only $50. I mean, come on, you can't beat that. When you sign up, you're going to receive 31 full days of ad space on the website. If you want, you know, whatever you want to be seen, you know, will be seen by a ton of eyes. And you'll definitely want to advertise on that website of mine. So yeah, I'll also post your ads on social media. So the combo will get your stuff seen by like a massive amount of people. So if you're interested, you know, just connect with me, and we'll get your stuff up there as soon as possible. Lots of good stuff here. And you know, speaking of good stuff, if you love getting all your favorite NASCAR stuff, then you need to go check out all the stuff that you can get with your favorite driver's face plastered all over it on racegear.com. They have everything, from diecast to T-shirts and so much more. Get all your favorite racing memorabilia with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. You don't have to leave the house, and you don't have to go to the track to get it. Just go to racegear.com and make sure you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, and you're going to get an additional 10% off your order. So don't wait. Get yourself some stuff on racegear.com. All right. I know that you've heard me say the term Race Fans Rock, and they do. But have you checked out racefansrock.com, my online social community? Well, I don't know what you're waiting for. Racefansrock.com is my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it, and that includes you. The site launched last April, and it's doing great. We have a bunch of new members joined this week, and they're making new racing friends and connections, and it happens all the time on racefansrock.com. You can join for free and become a member today. You can customize your profile however you'd like, post all your racing pictures, videos, blogs, create a racing event that you have coming up, so much more. My personal favorite feature is the live chat rooms, which is set up right now for every driver in the top three series and a few other series. But yeah, you could drop into your favorite driver's chat room and chat instantly with other race fans who like the same drivers as you do. And, you know, you never know when that driver might just stop in and say, hey, we'll have a chat session. It's pretty cool. And if live we can, and recently we gave it a refreshed look. It's pretty cool. It's super simple to navigate and interact with. So check it out and join it today. I checked the stats before the show, and we're well over 367,000 interactions. But those are like 300 members who love it. So you should join it too. And go to racefansrock.com and sign up today. I really hope to see you there. Okay, so good news for my better half, Brian Keselowski. We have secured a deal for him to race in the ARCA Racing Series at the Fairgrounds Speedway in Nashville next month on April 9th. I'm so excited for him. And he's going to be racing his own car with an Ilmor motor for Bobby Gearhart. So, yeah, he will have everything he needs to get a real good shot at racing and going for the win. So, I'm beyond excited for him, and I cannot wait to get to that track again. Now, we went there last year for the first time, and I really liked that whole facility. We went there with Ryan Hebner, and he did okay. He really did, you know, what he had. He did well. Now, what I liked a lot about that track is the grandstands. They're great, you know, and they were packed. And they had nice, clean bathrooms, which is a huge plus when you go to any racetrack. Believe me, especially if you've got to get changed in them. I don't have to do that anymore. I don't change into a fire suit. I'm not doing the whole going over the wall thing. But you never know. In any case, you know, the bathrooms were really cool. So kudos to Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway in Nashville. You know, and another good thing was I was able to get to, like, every corner of that track easily to take a lot of good pictures. So I'll be doing that again this year. Now, we do have some sponsorship opportunities available for that race for Brian as well. So if you're interested in working with Brian Kez, you know, contact me ASAP, and I will go over everything with you about it so that you make an informed decision about whether to sponsor or not. And I could say that because, you know, I can't tell you how many people I speak to that want to get into the sport because, you know, it looks so glamorous, but it's not really right for everyone out there. It really isn't. You know, it's And for those that it's not right for, you know, they don't see a good return for their investment, which leads to an unhappy sponsor, which means they won't be back. So, you know, we try not to piss off our sponsors right from the beginning. You know, we'll try to, you know, no matter how big or small they are, you know, we don't want them to be, you know, disappointed. So we really try to work with them and connect with them and see what they need before we proceed. Now, we are planning on Brian running some more ARCA races, and he's going to be doing some crew chasing. So that's great news, and he's going to be, racing and all that other stuff. And so he's got some offers available to him. Now, as we get closer to the Fairgrounds race, I will be posting pictures and more information about Brian and the car and, you know, everything else that we're doing to prepare. So make sure you follow along with Brian Keselowski Motorsports Facebook page. And you can also follow Brian directly on Twitter at Keselowski Brian. All right, let's move on. So, now that Atlanta is behind us and everyone is home at the moment, it's time to talk about some of the big headlines circling the racing world right now. So it's time for my Hot Topics portion of the show. And as you can see, I'm still working on a catchy title for my Hot Topic part of this program. But so far, I'm like my own worst enemy because I don't like any of the titles that I come up with. And I don't know why, but it's driving me nutso. But it is what it is, right, guys? So anyway, this week it's just Infill Gen's Hot Topics. And please, if you have a better one, suggestion, please send it to me. Just send it over. Okay, here we go. So Matt Kenseth and his crew is still not happy with NASCAR's decision to penalize him during the race on Sunday when the gas man went over the wall with his gas can and an adjustment wrench during a pit stop. Now, the team says this is something that they have always done in the past, and NASCAR stated that when a gas man goes over the wall with the can, that is the only thing he's allowed to do. Can't do anything else. Now, the gas man did not make that adjustment. He just placed the wrench on the deck lid of the car for the tire carrier, who would then go ahead and make the adjustment. And NASCAR Steve O'Donnell said in a statement after the race that the penalty stands and they will work on a better way to communicate with teams, spotters, and drivers so that, you know, drivers do not have to get black flags or things like this. Kenseth seemed to have ignored the black flag at first and kept going, and it seemed, you know, to have been because of the confusion going on between, you know, NASCAR calling the penalty and the miscommunication between Matt and his new spotter. Steve went on to say that they will do everything they can moving forward to form better communications. Anyhow, so Ricky Stenhouse Jr. scored a new sponsor. Sonny D will adorn his number 17 Roush Fenway machine as a primary sponsor for 5 races this year, which will include its debut at Dover in May. And they're also going to sponsor his number 17 at Pocono, Indy, and Charlotte. Now, in addition, Ricky's going to return to the Xfinity Series at Phoenix, where he will also carry the Sonny D on the number 60 Roush Fenway Ford in November. So good for him. Now, in other news, it's kudos to Jimmy Johnson, whose win at Atlanta tied him with Dale Sr. for the same amount of wins at 76. Now, Jimmy went on to say, "I entered the sport just hoping I could win a race and keep a job for a few years. And to have 76 and tie Dale Earnhardt Sr. is something I'm very, very proud of." And he should be. He also went on to say, "I didn't have a chance to race against Dale, unfortunately, but today there has been a big void in my mind about not having that chance to race against him. And it was literally a handful of months away from having that opportunity. So to tie him today for myself personally gives me a little something. It's a little bit of an attachment to the great Dale Earnhardt, and it's something I'm very proud of." Hell, if I were Jimmy, I'd be so proud too. I mean, what an accomplished man in this sport. You know, I don't get why some people boo Jimmy Johnson when he steps out for driver intros. It boggles my mind. I mean, how can anyone not like a person for those reasons is beyond me. I mean, he wins. All he's done is win. So, I don't know. I can't. Anyway. In other news, oh, this is a doozy. So Brian France announced his support for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump on Monday. Now, France and several other drivers, that included Bill Elliott, his son Chase Elliott, Ryan Newman, and David Reagan, all gave public endorsements for the Don at Valdosta State University in Georgia in front of about 15,000 people. Now, when France took the podium, he said, "I've known Donald for over 20 years, and I'm going to tell you one thing about him. You know about his winning in business and success. And I'm going to tell you, he wins with his family. France told the crowd and then went on to say, any of his children, you'd be proud to have them as part of your family. Now, that's how I judge a winner, how someone manages their family and raises their family. Now, on a personal note here, back in the day when I was just Jen from Brooklyn living on Staten Island, you know, when I was on that committee to help bring the NASCAR racetrack to the island, I can tell you because I physically saw with my own eyes, I saw the blueprint, that Donald Trump was the silent partner almost from the very beginning of that. If things were to progress as NASCAR hoped it would, then Trump was going to come out and announce, you know, his plans for a giant hotel and a strip mall, you know, that would have been surrounding the track. So it didn't really surprise me when I heard this news, but I was surprised, you know, that they went public with it since, you know, everyone knows how hard it is to get a sponsor these days. God, that's all we do here. But NASCAR is also facing that issue with, you know, looking for a new title sponsor for the Sprint Cup Series next year. And I have my theories about who that's going to be, but I'm going to keep that to myself for now. Anyway, but like I said before, you know, when looking for additional sponsors, you want to keep the ones you already have happy so, you know, they stay. But the meaning, you know, I thought right away, you know, Marcus Lemonis would have a problem. Marcus Lemonis is the runs the Camper World Truck Series, Camping World, is the title sponsor for the Camping World Truck Series. Well, you don't remember how he petitioned NASCAR to move the Camping World Truck Series award ceremonies to a different location that was not owned by Trump, which NASCAR did to keep the sponsor happy. Now, when this news broke out about NASCAR supporting Trump, Marcus was asked for his opinion repeatedly, and to my surprise, you know, he didn't give the response many were expecting by getting upset and threatened to pull out of the sport, but, you know, he went on to say via Twitter, there is no place for politics or any political endorsements in business. Your customers and employees should have their own mind. Hashtag period. So, as of now, you know, we don't know what this means as far as his involvement in the sport once those contracts run out, but it will be interesting to see how this plays out. But I think he's got the right idea. You know, you don't mix those two together. I mean, I really don't like to talk about it myself. But, and I'm nobody like that, so anyway. So that's all I got, and that's all that I think was talkworthy. Now, if you have an opinion on any of the topics that I touched on, please go to the Ask Jen form on my InfoGen.com website. Send me a message. I will post up your responses on the website and on social media. Okay, my hot topics was pretty cool. All right, now let's see who's who, who's in it, and who's driving what this week coming up at Viva Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Starting with the NASCAR Xfinity Series, it's the Boyd Gaming 300 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's set to start on March 5th at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1, PRN, and Sirius XM Radio Channel 90. The entry list kind of came out late, so I really only got the rundown for the Sprint Cup race, which we'll get to right now. Now, the entry list for the Cobalt 400 is showing 39 drivers and teams, which includes Brian Vickers in the 14, Ryan Blaney in the 21, Josh Wise in the 30, Jeffrey Earnhardt in the 32, Michael McDowell in the 95, and Cole Witt in the 98. Now, drivers who are not on a charter team would normally have to get in via speed would have been Ryan Blaney, Josh Wise, and Cole Witt. But good news, happy days. Since there's only 39 cars entered, everybody's in because it's a 40-car field. So that's that. Yeah. Now these entry lists came out about a couple hours ago. So, you know, you can expect them to make changes and have add-ons and, you know, but as of right now, what I rattled off to you is as it stands as of now. Now, usually the entry list come out a lot earlier in the day, but past couple weeks they haven't, so that's what I'm dealing with. In any case, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Cobalt 400 is set to start on Sunday, March 6th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and it will be aired live on Fox Network, PRN, Sirius XM Radio, Channel 90. Now, you can head over to my website and check out the full entry list for the NASCAR Sprint Cup and Xfinity Series. It's all posted on InfieldGen.com right now. All right. Well, keep in touch with me and send me your questions and requests all week long. It's what I do. I don't get to sleep that much anymore. I keep getting, every time I try to doze off, somebody messages me and has another question, but I love it, and keep them coming. Now, you can find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing in Phil Jen in the search box and add me as your friend. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InPhilJenFanPage and facebook.com/RaceFansRock. Now, my personal Facebook page, it's at that 5,000 limit, and I really wish that they would let that go, but I can't add anybody else on there. So tons of people sitting in the queue, and, you know, sorry that I can't add you, but I will when a spot becomes available. So, you know, it's another reason why RaceFansRock.com is a better social community. There is no limit on how many friends you can have, so be friends with everyone. All right, now if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at InfieldJen. I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and more, all under InfieldJen. Now make sure you visit my website, InfieldJen.com, on a daily basis. Check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results, and includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports for every race. Even some audio files, too, straight from the media center. You can't get that anywhere else. Now, make sure you also check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, different teams' press releases. I'm getting a ton of those. I'm trying to keep up with it as much as I can. Photos from my dedicated fan and the stand reporters, and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldJen.com. And if you have a suggestion for something that you guys would like to see posted on my website, feel free to send those suggestions to me via that contact form on the website at the bottom of any page that you're on. I get those messages directly, and I will answer you back. Then, you know, show some love. Click over to my merchandise tab and get yourself some InfieldJen gear. I've got some good stuff on there. So that's that, you know. I'm going to start winding down tonight's show. I want to thank all the race fans who have allowed me to turn them into sponsors at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and hopefully I can add you to that list next week and the week after that, or the weeks to come. Once again, I'm sending out a huge shout-out to Race City Steel, Highland Wealth Advisors LLC, RaceGear.com, and an extra thanks to Denise Lawson and her husband Kent for being my excellent dedicated fan in the stands reporters last week, and to everyone, you guys who tuned in. Hope you all enjoy your week. You know I will. Now, I'm still working on things out with the NASCAR Campground Network, and I really can't say enough good things about them. So definitely take a minute, head over to their website, NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. Check out all the benefits about becoming a member. So maybe we could all hang out at a track sometime this year. So, yeah. When you join, don't forget to include my name in InfieldJen at checkout. You're going to receive a discount on your yearly membership, at least $20. At least $20 off, I should say. And, again, if you guys want to have me host a party at your campsite this year, make sure you contact me. Tell me all about, you know, what you do at the track and in the campgrounds and why I should choose you to party with. Remember, I'm bringing some drivers with me to this party, so I'll bring them if you bring the coolest setups in the campground. Well, shout out to you guys once again for tuning in tonight, and we'll get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, you guys have a great week. And I'll catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, RaceFansRock.com. Good night.